foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello. Here I am again. And yesterday I tried and almost made it to tell you what you don't know about food. I will try to get to that today, if I can. But there is a program in every bright bite of food that you eat, like hypnotic. And that comes to us, down to us, from Paradise Lost. Something about food and the way we eat it. There's something also about sex, because he saw he was naked and he wasn't ashamed before, but afterwards he saw he was naked and he was ashamed. That was the beginning of something that carries through to every person on earth. And it's a secret that is very difficult to explain, because people don't want to hear about their love of food or their love affair with food. You see? But even people, decent people, are still affected by it. And before you die, you have to learn how to eat, or what is required of you. I'm not sure if I can get to it today or tomorrow, because I do have calls which are very important to me. Because the callers that call say, I will talk for hours and time will disappear. But I've got to stop here for a second, because I've got my my speaking thing on, you know, that thing when you speak, it writes it for you, and it's ruining my business here. So it was very difficult there. It makes it very difficult, because I have some points of views. And David, can you give me a little breather here, so I can take care of this for myself? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you just give a little music and I come back? Would you do that? Can you do something like that? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am. We have a little problem here, especially in my own office. Things go astray. The telephone rings sometimes, etc., etc. All by myself here, and David is all by himself there too. But I want to go back to my point of view just a little bit, because the show doesn't really begin till 6 minutes past. So I was saying that I want, if I can possibly do this today, give you what I call an addiction to everything. But it begins with food and is complicated by sex. And until you understand what needs to be understood, you will die and never find happiness, never find the purpose for which you are called. Let me just give you a little bit after this break. It's only just a few minutes. I just want to tickle your fancy and see if you will hold yourself to this program. And if you wish, give me a call anytime, because I'm going to try to do this today.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I will do as I promised. I will talk to you about something that is essential for you to know before you die. About food. I mentioned that several times in my program a week ago or so. And then I had some problems. I had to go to hospital, and I can now have to start again, just so that other people just joining in will grasp, hopefully, what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say is perhaps has never been said. If it has, it's only been private with other people, because people do not want their pleasures. And the biggest pleasure of all is food. Because food, just in the beginning, and we are the result of that beginning. From one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. See, so it is like a virus. Every country, every religion has the same problem. You need to find connection to your Creator so that the curse, yes, that's on food, acting as a hypnotic tool. Yes, that's right, because there is hypnotic suggestions. I understand how to create them. I understand how to undo them. Because it has something to do with sin. Hypnotic state. When I talk about the hypnotic state, I express this as an expert in it, with a knowledge I do not know anyone. They may be there. I do not know anyone who understands it. Most hypnotists think that hypnotism can cure. It cannot. It just transfers the loyalty of one person to the stronger, who knows how to intimidate and capture his identity to do with it what he pleases. That's sin. All who sin are slaves. When you sin, and then how many people say, I don't sin, I eat too much. Well, it's not the matter of eating too much. It's deeper than that. Because that moment of corruption and disengaged Adam's soul from God and transferred it to the Eve who was owned by you know what. And so everything is upside down, man born of woman. man born a woman is subject to the woman when he's born. And it's very dangerous to deal with a woman because there's two forces involved. There's the attraction of sex, which is a tremendous pull. But at the same time, there's a hunger in a woman for him not to touch her until he's a man. Because unless he becomes a man first before he's married, means he has resumed the relationship with his creator. He cannot have the voice, the voice, the authority that of God in a man. She will recognize it. That's why so many women on this program listen to me and support me, because that is, I can play the role of father. When they say, Roy Masters, you're playing the role of the father. Well, anybody could do that without a relationship with God. And that becomes codependency. So that is not a cure. The person, the man who finds God truly, then is respectable. And no matter what happened to his family beforehand, is now possible to cure. Am I getting to you just a little bit? I'm saying again that a certain kind of hypnotic curse exists whenever you eat food. Even if you're poor and you're eating food and all you got, it's still food. It still has a curse on it. You'd have to eat it. It doesn't poison you in that sense. It just keeps you as it preserves your, it preserves your animal state. It preserves the animal state. And it's very difficult to explain. Okay, so if we have a call, I'll stop here, because there are certain things I would like to share with you, because I'm expecting calls this evening, so I may be able to dish this out every day, beginning again and again, and eventually getting to the root of it, so that you can see what the fault is. Actually, I have just mentioned it, that when a man becomes a man, and not the extension of a woman, and weaknesses for her, pleasure and pain, is it to look? He mustn't look to her for survival, for a sense of worth. Dare not. You can be attracted, but you can watch the attraction and make it go away. Just watching it, realizing that's the case. That's discipline. It may take a while for you to fully understand this, but it may not be able to, it may not happen for a month, a year, or 20 years from now. All I want to do here tonight is to mention it, that eating food has a curse on it that is typically hypnotic. And as long as you eat it, you're going to be paying yourself to the devil, so to speak. And it doesn't matter how good you are, no matter what a good front you are, you could be the best person, like who said it was... all the world's a stage, and men and women merely actors. Yes, sir, this is Shakespeare, that's right. You got it. And so it's essential then for me to come back to this idea, and someone doing the program needs to call me and talk to me about this, if you're interested. But I can talk to you if you get a little piece. I can give you a little piece more. But I keep saying it again. If you could become what I call a real man, A real man is not necessarily, you know, an angel. You don't have to be an angel, but you need the identity of God in you. As the and the women can sense the authority. It's not, you could say the same thing without that authority, with a strong voice, but it only causes rebellion or terrible conformity and anger and rage in the women and in the men too. It has to be a certain sound. It has to have a frequency. It must be have that, and that's the hallmark of God in you. And be still and know is the way, and we need to talk about that too. And this is an awesome thing that I'm trying to bring to America before it falls apart, because that, as that which I just expressed, is a relationship every man and woman has, and they don't understand why they destroy each other, and why politics on the left will sit on the doorstep of the woman, just like it was when paradise was lost through Eve. It wasn't her fault at all, you see. It's the fault of the man, and he must recover that from that fault. And that's all I want to say for it for right now. Just give that a thought. And if you have a question about it, that would make good conversation. So let me take Angela from Arizona. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Rory.
What can I do for you?
I've been having a problem with anxiety coming up in me when I'm sleeping, and it wakes me up. I meditate in the morning, and then I meditate before I fall asleep. But it it's been waking me up with really really bad anxiety.
Yeah, it's waking you up to do something. You want to know what that is? I could tell you very easy.
Yes.
You've always resented the pain. You've always resented pain. And you've been angry a lot. And perhaps you're a lot better now. But the aftermath of it is still there. The reason what separated you from God is still there. Deep.
Yes.
And so to the degree that you are farther from God, the farther you are from God inside you, the farther you are from God inside, it depends on how painful the anxiety is. It's like you have attached to God with elastic band, and the more the world pulls on you, the more you the elastic bands expands, and that's the pain. It's a psychic pain, and there's nothing on earth that can cure that except what I'm about to tell you. Any time you try to cure it, every attempt to cure it will make you worse, make you become more dependent on the saving grace of chemistry.
I don't try to cure it, but I notice that as I stay away from the television or the computer, it's not as bad, or it's not there at all.
That is a very good observation, because you're giving God time to catch up with you. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, the television is not on, of course. So this is the time for you to observe anxiety. And here's what I mean by observing it. In other words, you've always hated everything that hurt you and gave you pain, you resented. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That never should be, but it was. And you can't stop that, but you can if you listen carefully to what I'm saying. Of myself, I can do nothing, said Jesus. Am I correct?
Yes.
The Father within me, he doth it. Why call me good? There's nobody good but God. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then nobody can fix it except him. Or
right.
God in him, right?
Right.
All right. You do not know that you, before you were born, you were redeemed. Every human being on earth has a redemption waiting for him. They can turn aside and not want it and die and go and fulfill the old slavish way of being mortal and never and ending up in the wrong side of the force. But what you can do is very simple. I wish you to consider that when the anxiety appears, it feels like your fingernails on a chalkboard, correct? Okay, just a little break. We'll be right back. All right, now, 800-866-8883 if you want to call. But I'm just speaking to a disturbed caller, and I think I can help her in a few seconds if she will listen. Are you still with me, Angela?
Yes.
Is it Angelina, or how is it your name?
Angela.
Angela, okay, thank you. Now, Angela, do you have anxiety now?
A little bit.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. Close your eyes. Okay? And look at your eyelids. And let me explain something to you. This is simple. When you close your eyes, you go to the left, which is sleep. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say something different in a minute. In other words, there's a left and right direction. And if you go to the left, you fall asleep, like naturally. Or sleep can catch up with you if you're happy, if there's a goodness, or you're drunk or something. But there's lots of ways of what produces sleep. But when you wake up from your sleep and you do this meditation, and we'll start again, close your eyes. And look at your eyelids. And normally when you look at your eyelids, you will slide. I can't find the actual words because there are no actual words. I'll have to invent them. But you're sliding to the left, which means you go to sleep. But if you look, if you continue being awake and keep looking at the screen, that little pixels of the screen, you'll be looking at your brain. And you are being disconnected from your soul, will be disconnected from your brain to some degree. But you'll be moving to the right. That's why I give you the right hand. It's the left part of the brain. The right hand is important. And so if you do that, you get to observe your pain, your anxiety. You can sit there causing the tingling of your fingers, but that's not even necessary. You can sit there looking at the pixels in your as they cross the screen of your mind, and if you can cause your fingers to tingle one or the other the way I teach you, which you can do now as I'm talking to you, that anxiety will go away. And without me, now you just open your eyes and tell me, do you still have that anxiety?
No.
See? Now, the reason is because I'm guiding you. And I have the authority to guide you. The average person may not want to, could do it, not do it. Do the same thing you and nothing happens. But you're a good woman. And you're on the way. And it's very simple. Don't do anything. Just observe. No matter what rises up. And beginning with anxiety. Pardon?
Not last night, but the night before when I woke up with anxiety, for a second I saw this thing inside me.
Yes.
This big black or gray, slimy, huge snake.
It's a possession. Yes, it's a possession.
And I thought, was it for a second a dream? And then I thought, no, it was real.
That's correct. That's very important to know. That there's a thing inside you that's making you do things and making you think that its thoughts are your thoughts. that is with everybody on earth.
Yes.
It's thoughts. No, but it there's degrees of that. And as you grow older and more angry and upset, et cetera, the anxiety increases. And the means of relieving that anxiety makes you worse. And so, if you see what I'm saying, there's nothing for you to do. Nothing. You dare not try to make yourself better, but the light that shows you, that makes you aware of anxiety, it's not your anxiety so much as is the dark side of the force, that spirit you just mentioned. You become aware that it exists in you, and you are not, you're not guilty of anything because you were born into a culture, and culture got into you, and that's what's in you now, the spirit of culture.
Yes.
And the spirit of culture in America is horrible these days.
Yes.
You see that?
So now, if I start to do something during the day that gives me anxiety, should I not
you sit down
do it?
Quietly. Let's say something was important. You don't have to say anything, but say you're rescuing a person from drowning, and you have anxiety. I'm exaggerating to make a point. You have to be aware, and that awareness will take away the anxiety while you're rescuing the drowning person. And then
okay.
It'll be gone. You'll be able to do the right things if you watch the anxiety, because it's a light that shines on it and dissolves it. In other words, you must not do anything but watch. And not just that, but when you see mistakes coming to the surface, things you did wrong in the past and you excused and buried, it will come to the surface and you do the same thing. You feel a little guilt, but look at the guilt. Be aware of it. Oh, I see that kind of attitude. Can you grasp that, how simple that is?
Yeah.
There's nothing for you to do. God is going to do everything. And that dark side in you may try to frighten you. But you see, it's really afraid of your seeing. So you hold on to that seeing, and you hold on to that anxiety, and just watch and watch and do nothing but be a watcher. It won't be long before it gets better and better and better and better.
So don't resent it. Don't do anything.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
God does not need your help, does he?
No.
All you've done is disconnected your consciousness temporarily from the subconscious, which is subject to the world, the authority of the world. And that's what's wrong with us. And so, In that state that I just described, it separates your soul from that compulsion to obey the world around, to respond, to bury angers and endless loops of thoughts you struggle with. See, just that and nothing more. Wait and see. If you have a really bad anxiety, which I don't think you will now, because you see, you have lots of guilt, but the guilt is not yours. It's that thing you just described. So it's suffering pain, and you're sharing its suffering. So you see, you've got to be careful. The suffering you've got, the anxiety you've got, is connected to that dark side. But it's not for you. That anxiety is not for you to do anything. God will dissolve that thing as he helps you hold your ground, as I explained to you. Do you see that?
Yes.
He will go right through him to
okay.
you as purity. And all you need is, I see that. Wow. How's that? You'll never know how it is, but that's all you need to do for him to love you forever. I just want to say good night to Angela. And she can call me again. Are you there, Angela? Oh, she's gone now. I'll take another call in just a few moments. My phone number for the foundation, I mean, for the program, is 800-866-8883. And I'm looking forward to your call. Did you hear the discussion I had with Angela? It applies to every living human being. And if you understand, if you will practice that, being still and not doing anything, but it's a greeting or experiencing things you've buried and things you've done and things that make you feel guilty. But if you heard what I said to Angela, it's not her that did this thing, but sin that made a home in me. Remember that? Who said that? Who was it? He was the fellow that, who, on his way to Syria somewhere, if I can remember it. If you're good at the Bible, I know it. I'm taking medicine, so I'm not completely here, if you know what I mean, but here enough to be here to help you. And so he says, the things I didn't want to do, I did. And he says, yeah, Paul, thank you. And the things I didn't want to do, the bad things, I did. And the good things I wanted to do, I couldn't. Therefore, he says, it wasn't me that doth this thing, but sin that made a home in me. Now do you get it? And that is the best place in the Bible. That is absolutely pure. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody can save you from anxiety. Nobody. Anxiety is the difference, the length of stretching away from Creator. All you need to do is, of course, you get angry with it. You go to doctors and psychiatrists, and they will try to do the best they can with what they got, but they don't know what they're doing anyway. Most illnesses are caused by our continuous fall. We continue the fall. But we, unlike Adam, we are able to be redeemed. We are forgiven. We have redemption waiting for us. And that is the beauty of Jesus the Christ, right? Now, thank you very much. This is from a Jewish boy. I like to think that salvation is still coming from the Jews. That's why it's important for Israel to be safe. And that you love Israel as God does. And he's waiting for them to come to the understanding that this man has here talking to you, him talking through me to you. I don't plan my problems. I don't plan my programs. A little bit, I have some on the screen if I want to use it. But I rarely use that, except when I'm not well, which isn't very often. And even when I'm not well, I seem to be able to do the same thing.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue our program. We have an hour and a half left, and we're going to take, I'll give you the number, 800-866-8883. Just to remind you, this is supported. We don't have any people, we don't have any ads. We have to pay for everything to get on the air, so to speak. And it's expensive. And I have people to pay, employees. And so had to pay them decently. There's so many things that happen behind the scenes, but that requires financial support. Please, if I help you, just give a little every month if you can't afford a lot. And I want to say thank you to all those who have been so loyal to me and what I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to be speaking to you. I wouldn't be able to help you. I would just have disappeared a long time ago, with other people disappearing also. And so you need to pass it along, don't you think? It's like tithing. But you don't belong to the foundation. You don't belong to me. You don't belong to anybody. I free you. Well, I'm the medium through which you find freedom. That's all. And then you're free from me. You can still love me and you can still support me. That's it. That's all you need to do, only for the sake of others, as it was for the sake of you. All right. Eric, are you there? Hello. Is Eric there, David?
I'm right here, Roy.
Oh, hello, Eric.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Hey, how's it going? So I'm not, you know, I've got kind of a very complex story, but I'm going to boil it down as simple as possible.
I
You're
like
new
that.
To me. I okay. found you, you know, I actually manifested you a few weeks ago. You know, I'm 38 years old, and I live in California, and I was looking online, reading some political websites, and I came across a quote you had said, unrelated. I said, I could have wrote that. So I went to your website, and I said, oh, my God, he's a hypnotist, because I'm a hypnotist. I'm an expert hypnotist. I've been doing it 10 years, and I know NLP and all that stuff. And that's when I found you. You were like the grandfather that I've never had, the father that I never had. And God put you in my life, Roy. When I read the article, The Parental Injustice, The Cause of Violence, my jaw was dropped for probably 3 hours, because you literally it's as if I wrote that. Your writing sounds like I wrote it. I mean, it's amazing. And I say that with all humility, because you're much wiser than me. I don't say it as if I'm wiser.
Well, you need to give up the hypnotism. Because you're hurting people. You're giving them the illusion of getting better by distracting them with some other cause that you can put in them as opposed to hypnotic suggestion. And they'll come back to you and they'll become addicted to you. But they never get better.
I don't even actually practice hypnosis, you know, as a practice. And I don't want to get sidetracked, but I value that opinion. I absolutely take that to heart, and I understand
I'm glad of that. That sounds good.
100% I understand, and I agree. There's so much that I could talk to you about, because your wisdom is amazing. Basically, the crux of the matter is this. I'm not an average kind of guy in the sense that I'm kind of a paradox, but then there's also probably a lot of people like me. But basically, my mom killed herself when I was 12. I didn't live with her. She was a beautiful woman. She died at the age I am now, 30. I'm 38. She died at 36. And then my father's from Iran. He's about 85 now. I'm 38, so he's much older. And he's never used drugs, never drinks, worked his ass off his entire life, will work 20-hour days, built his business from nothing. But me and him have had the most toxic relationship my entire life. And your article described it. And right now where I'm at, I'm in the most scariest part I've ever been in my life, because we have a business together. For 18 years, I've been working here, and I ended up here by accident, and I regretted it. So I don't regret it anymore, because I've had so many miracles happen in the last year, where I've found so many miracles where my consciousness has expanded so much that I can manifest things that I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's just amazing. And so that's how I'm dealing with all this right now. But the problem is my father lied to me. You know, I worked my ass off. Literally, I would work 89 hours a week.
Oh, you work for him?
Yes. I run the business. He doesn't teach me anything. He teaches me how not to do everything. He didn't file taxes for 10 years while I'm working 80 hours a week.
Yes, but hold on a second. But you have a hostility. That has caused you to have a hostility.
Oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. And he's in the hospital now, and I haven't seen him for 4 weeks almost, except a little bit, or 3 weeks since he's been in the hospital.
Well, because I will tell you something. First of all, you are on the right track. But before he dies, you need, because he knows not what he does. Aren't you a Christian?
No, I'm not religious.
I'm not religious, but I'm a Christian.
No. What I was going to say, though, is it's important that I say this. My mom raised me as a Lutheran, but not hard. We didn't go to church, basically.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean a whole lot.
No. Yeah, what I'm saying is I converted to Islam for about 6 years when I was 16, and I ended up not liking it. So now, if there's anything, it's more I'm a spiritual person. I believe in God. I'm more Buddhist.
Whoa. You're overloading me.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you're going to slow down just a little bit. Because you can go on and on and on, and it's the same old story repeated in different ways.
Well, yeah, it's just a lot of emotions charged up for many
basically,
years.
Why are you working for this person you hate?
Well, I've actually got another job, but I kind of...
But you didn't answer the question. You hate
why
this
am
man.
I working? Well, I thought you said, why am I still working for him?
Why are you working for him?
Well, it was fear. Fear kept me here, fear.
And that's correct. The more you hate him, the more guilty you became. The more you get guilty, the more guilty you are. Because you're a decent person, it means you should do good things for him, as if your goodness could cure him. But it wasn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
Well, you're hitting on that. The thing is, I am a good person, and for years I grew up thinking
but
I was
you have
a
the
bad
potential
person.
Though. You have the potential of goodness. That's what I'm speaking about.
Well, I am good. I mean, I think but, I'm
hold it, hold it,
the
hold
thing
it.
Is, people don't know me. They judge me.
Yeah, no, please. I've got enough information. I really have. You have a codependency on your wicked father. Your grandpa is you not your real father? Is it? No. Yes, it is your real father. So, but there's something you need to do. If you hate the father, you can see.
Well,
you're really hating
him,
the father you cannot see. He knows not what he does. Correct? He doesn't know what he... There's a dark side of him. But you have that same dark side. You are the extension of him because you hate him. You need not to hate him. You need to find a way not to hate him, and that's what I'm trying to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to meditate with a 7-minute meditation and call me back tomorrow.
Okay.
Just do that tomorrow. You'll be the first one. Because I'm going to get you to I want to get you to a state where you realize your father can't help himself, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he thinks that what he's doing is good because you give in to him all the time. You're giving in to him because you don't know how, you're hypnotized. You're the hypnotist that's now hypnotized by something stronger than you. And so therefore you can't say no. And so when you try to say no, you do it with anger. You use anger and stress to function to break the spell. But it gets deeper. The anger towards him causes him to get deeper into you and more powerful. You're going about it all wrong. If you understood into hypnosis, it goes that way. The person that could upset the other person is the hypnotist or the tease, the tempter. And the person who is tempted is a slave. All who sins are slaves. That's hypnotic. That's hypnosis. It's very old and not so obvious. It has a name. It has a modern name called hypnosis, hypnoidal, that kind of thing. But it is real. Every person who gets upset, it becomes imprinted by a dark side, and that dark side takes you over and seeks approval from the bully, or you turn around and become a bully to somebody else, doing unto others what was done unto you. It's a chain gang of the whole country. And so, my dear friends, you call me tomorrow, And we have another caller just coming in. 800-866-8883. And the program number, I keep forgetting to give it to you, is 8775. 8775. That's the number of the program. If you get if you have a copy, if you listen to this program, and I mostly forget to, I'm so caught up in what I'm doing, I can't remember all my commercials. It's not that really you call them commercials, but I my begging cup. I need your support. Thank you very much. We're going to take another call. It's Jackson in Houston. That's my old stamping grounds. I lived in Houston.
Good to see you too.
Hello. Hello, Jackson.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I've been feeling lonely and I talk to myself a lot. My mom says it's a bad idea. Landra, we talked to you last time, but it was the end of your hour.
I don't remember that. She did. I don't remember that. She does talk to herself. Oh, the boy. Huh? I don't remember that. Sure. But I didn't give you an answer, did I?
No.
I didn't give you an answer. I do remember the call. But I don't remember conversation.
No, and, you didn't, have a conversation with me. You had a conversation with my mom.
Where's your husband?
I'm a kid.
No, I'm asking where her husband is.
Oh.
Oh, this is an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yes, but on the call screen, yes, but I thought a person who had an 8-year-old boy. I get it. this is sweet, Jackson. I apologize. I really did.
It's okay.
I thought you were a mature person. You sound like a mature person. Now let's have a. So, who do you hate most? Oh, well, hold the line then. Hold the line, Jackson. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. I got it now. All right. Jackson, we just got a few minutes, and then we'll be talking again. But I want to ask you a question. You have parents. Do you have both parents?
Sort of. My dad's in Austin.
Say it again.
My dad's in Austin.
Your dad's in Austin. So you're separate. Is your mother and father divorced?
Yeah.
And so you live with your mother?
Yeah, I'm stuck with my mom.
Do you resent your mother?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes, but anytime you get angry with someone, and I think I can tell you that it's not good. You see, so this is not easy to tell an 8-year-old boy, so I'll do the best I can. But what's missing in your life is a father. And it's very fascinating, you call me. Would you allow me to act the role of your dad? Because
what does that mean?
Yes, I could help you if you see God in me. If you see Jesus in me. Because I believe you're calling me. You wouldn't be calling anybody else. But you're calling me because I have something special to share with you. Am I correct?
Yes.
So, I want you to call me tomorrow or hold the line if we have a little bit more time. Well, I'm gonna help you overcome your problem right now if you'll let me help you. But this, the timing is difficult on radio. Would you mind holding?
Yes, buddy.
Hold on the line. I'll be back. David, how many seconds do I have left? Because I need some time with this young man. I know I don't want the break. I don't want to get stuck in the break. All right, 20 seconds. You're 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14. Then we'll go all the way there. We're back in a minute, Jackson. 800-866-8883 if you want to call. We're going to go to the next hour, too, in just a little bit.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, Jackson, let's do a little exercise. Okay?
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
No.
Would you please sit down on a chair and put the phone in your left ear?
Sit right there.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. You're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's good. Now, I want you to do something very simple. I want you to look at your eyelids. Just like, you know, you're awake, but your eyes are closed. But then you see like little flashes of light. Can you see little flashes of light moving across the screen of your mind?
Yeah, sort of.
It says that is the light of God. That is that it's causing you to stand back from your brain, your monkey brain, like everybody else. You're different. So you have a gift. So listen carefully. Keep watching the pixels, those little twinkles crossing the screen of your mind. And then the next thing I want you to do is to be aware, here, listen to the words I use, to be conscious or aware of your first finger of your right hand. Just notice that it exists. Do you understand what I just said? And it will tingle just a little bit to say, hey, I thank you very much for giving me attention. Can you see that little tingle in your finger?
Yeah.
That's good. Now go to the next finger and do the same thing while you're looking at the little pixels of light coming through you and reprogramming you to be a God's child. You see, now the little second finger is tingling too, isn't it? It's saying, oh, thank you for taking notice of me, that I'm here. You hear that? It tingles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then the third finger, do the same thing while you're looking at the middle of your forehead, that way. It tingles too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the little finger. Yes, that does it as well. And now your thumb. And just go around again. Your first finger tingles. And the second finger tingles. And the third finger tingles. And something beautiful is going to happen. And there's nothing for you to do. You are going to be saved from bad thoughts. You're going to be saved from being angry with your mother because she does not know what to do. She knows not what she does. Your dad doesn't know what he's doing. If he did know what he was doing, he would be there for you. But most people in the world do not know what they're doing. But you're a beautiful child and you're God's child. It's easy for you to give up your anger and let God take you over. From now onwards, you cannot be angry. You don't need to be angry. Your mother may be angry, but you don't be angry back. Ever. That is your power. And you don't have to talk to yourself anymore. But God will be talking to you the way I'm talking to you. I didn't decide what I was going to do, what I said, talking to you. The things I'm saying to you are very special for you. You have been forgiven for being angry. You weren't born guilty. When you came into the world got into you. And you're smart enough to see that those thoughts are not yours. And when you see those thoughts are not yours, you're going to be free to discover things and see things as you used to. You used to see things clearly, didn't you? And you still do. And you still do, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now be more. Now just open your eyes and do that. Just do that meditation. How do you feel now?
I'm good.
You feel better? I'm going to send you a gift. I'm going to give you a gift and I'm going to send you a little computer. Will you use it if I send it to you?
Yes.
Okay. And will you keep listening to me and you call me again if you need me? You may not ever need me again after tonight because God is in you and no one can hurt you. No one can make you angry, irritated, annoyed, or upset. That's what the dark side of the force in the world wants you to do. It hates your innocence, see, and tries to make you guilty and tries to make itself good, better than you by degrading you. You cannot be degraded. You cannot be upset because God is within you. Do you understand that? And that is true. You don't have to... When you open your eyes now, you can open your eyes and things will look bright. Can you look around the room? It looks brighter, does it not?
It does, absolutely.
Does it, doesn't it? Okay, mm-hmm. So you have a good night's sleep. Call me tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night, my little friend. Good night. God bless you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you were all like that little boy. So simple, so easy, so uncomplicated. And recognizes where I'm coming from. He's going to. It's in him. He doesn't have to talk to himself because it's not him talking, don't you see? It's something that is talking through him and confusing him. That's it. Lots of people have that problem. You've got endless loops of thoughts. You think those are your thoughts? Well, if you have control of you, if you think that your thoughts are original, then the original part of you, cure yourself of thoughts. Can't. Nobody can. You can if you distract yourself to a great degree and you can become a mountain of goodness, but it will take everything you've got because it will follow you all the way to the grave, no matter how good you appear to be. Okay. So that is a good program for this first hour, I think. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please, my friends, I can't do my program if you don't support me. And if I help you, you need to pass it along. You need to support my work so somebody else can hear it. That's all I want. It's not for me. Retirement fund? Now, please take this down. It's the address to send donations, checks, I suppose, mail. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. The website is FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, the first three letters, FHU.com. That's simple. And there's a 7-minute meditation similar to what I did to this little boy, Jackson. It will help you a lot too. Share it with your friends. And get the boy's name and address to be sent him. That, you know, that device. Thank you, David.